Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. December 6th. I wanted to dive a little deeper into the parables, and we kicked off in Matthew verses 14 through 17. Then John's disciples came and asked him, "How is it that we and the Pharisees fast often?" Jesus answered, "How can the guest of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. Then they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst. The wine will run out and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved." The answer he has given them in verse 15 to the question in verse 14 is that once the bridegroom is taken, the disciples will fast. Since he knew that his time was short, the fast was once he was gone, not while he was still amongst them. I guess that is sort of what it means in verse 16 too. But for me, just looking at what he's saying, it feels like it's like when you put a band-aid on a wound, it just covers the wound superficially, but the infection underneath might still be there, and the band-aid does nothing to heal the deeper wound. It might just help with closing the surface wound, which, in a way, could make the deeper wound even worse. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. The parable from verse 17 is for me talking about sins of a sort. If you pour new wine into old skins that are dry and shivered up would burst and the wine would be ruined. So new wine goes into new skins, skins that are healthy and freshly made so it can protect the wine and keep it safe. If we didn't have the baptism that washes us clean from old sins, how would it feel to come to church carrying everything you've done wrong with you? No. You get baptized and the sins gets washed away and you start fresh. And every time you come to church and partake of the sacrament, you get a new chance to start fresh again. Don't hold on to sins of the past. Take what you learned from it and start anew. One of my favorite quotes when I grew up was, "Today is the first day of the rest of your life." So, start fresh, new, and fill yourself with good wine parable sort of speaking. Be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.